You know, when our friend Lum used that old Eddard saying the other day, a friend in need is a friend indeed, well, I couldn't help thinking how that applied to Alka-Seltzer. Now, we know it to be a fact that countless thousands of you Lum and Abner listeners rely on Alka-Seltzer to be your friend in need. When, for example, you want fast relief for a touch of acid indigestion, a sour upset stomach, or occasional distress after meals, your trust is well placed, too, because Alka-Seltzer offers an especially fast kind of relief for these and other similar minor stomach upsets. You see, Alka-Seltzer does its job mighty well. For in addition to neutralizing excess gastric acidity, it also helps to relieve that full, uncomfortable, stuffy feeling, too. Do you count on Alka-Seltzer as your friend in need whenever you want real relief for minor stomach complaints? Well, you should, because Alka-Seltzer can make a big difference in the way you feel. Try it, won't you? Remember, you can get Alka-Seltzer at all drugstores, by the package, and also by the glass at the soda fountain. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner went to the county seat yesterday to meet Marion Sloan, the new schoolteacher. But difficulties with a weighing machine prevented them from carrying out this mission. So now, President Edwards of the school board is anxious to compensate in some way for failing to meet the new teacher. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner over at the schoolhouse, making preparations of some kind. Listen.
Well, Lum, I believe I ought to go on over the store and open up.
No, you can't do that, Abner. You can attend to that later.
Oh, my.
If anybody wants groceries, they can get them over at Dick Huddleston's store. I want you to stick around the school here till after Miss Sloan gets here.
Well, how do you know that she's coming over here this morning?
I sent a note over to Sister Simpson's boarding house saying that I wanted a new teacher to drop over here and discuss education with me.
Well, we don't even know if she's in Pine Ridge yet. We missed her at the train yesterday.
Yeah, but she got here. I found that out myself.
She did, huh?
She'll be here. I know she will.
Well, I still don't see what you want me for. I ain't president of the school board. That's you, Lum.
I know who's president, but I need you to help out with a conversation.
Conversation?
Yeah, there's some things I want you to say. Things that I can't very well say myself.
What things?
Oh, you know, things like, did you know Mr. Eddard's justice of the peace? Or, my ain't Mr. Eddard's a handsome and generous feller? Stuff like that.
You want me to say them things?
Yeah, it'd look like I was unmodest if I said such things about myself. And I don't want Marion to get the wrong impression of me.
Marion?
Yeah, that's her name. Marion Sloan.
Oh, yeah. Well, I still don't see what you're so bashful about casting favors at yourself all of a sudden for. You say all them things about yourself every time you make a speech, Lum.
Well, that's different.
I stand before you a self-made man. A man who is a barefoot boy, walked 19 miles to school every day in the snow.
All right, Abner, don't get sarcastics now.
You want me to tell her about you going barefoot and all?
No, just say casual remarks. Say them sort of offhanded-like.
Offhanded?
Yeah. Think up some nice things about men and throw them in every time there's a lull in the conversation.
A lull in the conversation?
Yeah.
Doggies, if you act around Miss Sloan like you done around Miss Frederick, why, that means I'll be talking all the time.
It don't know such a thing.
I bound you, you never said 9 words to Miss Frederick all last year.
That ain't the truth, and you know it.
It is, done it.
Sometimes I had a lot to say. I had trouble getting a lump in my throat sometimes.
Yeah, that Adam's apple of yours bounced up and down like a rubber ball every time you seen her.
I had many a long heart-to-heart talk with her.
Well, I never heard you get past howdy-do, Miss Frederick.
Well, what's wrong with saying howdy-do, Miss Frederick?
Well, what I mean, though, from there on, why, the conversation generally lulled permanent.
Well, that was mostly on account of I wasn't president of the school board then.
Oh?
Things is going to be different this year, I can tell you that right now.
Lum, now tell me the truth. Are you in love with Miss Sloan already?
Oh, of course not, silly. I'm just doing this because I'm so interested in education, that's all.
Well, what you doing so dressed up for, then?
I ain't particular dressed up.
That's your Sunday suit, and you know it.
I'm just being neat, so.
Oh.
Everybody ought to be neat. I've always said that.
Yeah.
Besides, how could I be in love with a woman I ain't never even saw?
That's right. I doggies, we ain't sore yet, have we?
Well, of course we ain't.
You know, I'd just die laughing if she's ugly as a mud fence.
Well, it wouldn't make no difference to me if she was. All I'm interested in is discussing education with her.
Education?
Besides, I asked the ticket agent at the county seat depot yesterday if he'd saw any auburn-haired woman get off the train, and he said he never noticed her hair, but an awful good-looking woman got off the train there yesterday.
Well, how do you know that was her, though? Of
course, he said she was the only woman that got off at the county seat.
Well, I do know. But, all you're interested in is just education, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
Look out the window there and see if you can see her coming.
All right. My, Mr. Edder's a handsome and generous fella.
Don't say it in that tone of voice, Abner. Can you see anybody?
No. Nobody except Cedric. He's coming across there.
Oh, good. I feared he wouldn't get here on time.
Get here on time? You aiming on him saying them casual remarks about you, too?
No, I just had him run a couple of errands for me, is all.
Oh, I see. I do know. Yeah, morning, Cedric.
Morning, Mr. Abner.
What you got in that box, sir?
Here, give it to me, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
What's in it, Long?
Oh, nothing at all. Much obliged, Cedric.
Well, now, what's in it? Come on, now, tell me, Long. What is it?
It's a flower and some perfume.
Oh!
For goodness sake, Cedric, do you have to tell everything?
Oh, I'm sorry. I never knowed it was a secret.
Perfume? Is that what you said, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. It's got a fancy name, too. Love's Temptation.
Burly land says. Are you using that stuff now, Long?
No, this perfume is just a little present for Miss Sloan.
Oh.
Just to make her feel at home in Pine Ridge is all.
Help the education.
That's right.
Yeah, well, let's see it, Long. Open up the box, sir.
Oh, all right. There, look at it.
Let's see. I noticed. Sure got a fancy ribbon on it, I'll say that for you. Where are you going to set it, Long?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'll just stand it on her desk here. I wrote out a card to go with it.
You have? What does the card say?
Oh, it's just stuff about education. You wouldn't understand it.
Well, what's this flower here for?
Well, that's to wear in her hair at Luke Spears' restaurant tonight.
Luke Spears' restaurant?
Yeah, I wasn't going to tell you, but maybe me and her will have supper there tonight. Just to discuss education, I'll understand.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Cedric, did Luke say he'd fix that up for me?
Yes, Mom. He said he'd stay open a half hour later tonight, so her and you could eat by yourselves after everybody else had gone.
For the land's sake.
And he said he'd fix it so you could eat by candlelight, too.
Candlelight?
Why, sure. We gotta save electricity.
For the land's sake.
But he ain't found nobody to play soft romantics music on the mandolin yet, though.
Mandolin? Long, you have to have music and candlelight to discuss education.
No, you don't have to have them.
Well, Cedric said Luke was trying to get them for you.
I know. I had that idea. It's better that way.
Tis, huh?
You can concentrate on what you're saying then, I think.
My doggy, that beats anything I've ever heard of yet. Long, you're more in love with her than every one woman you've ever saw yet. Ever knowed about. You ain't even saw Miss Sloan yet.
I ain't in love with
you
her.
You done it. I
ought to know.
I'm looking at you.
I ought to know when I'm in love, oughtn't I?
Well, you ought to, but you're in love right now. Getting that music over there and wanting to eat with her tonight, bringing her perfume and all that stuff.
I'm just trying to be neighborly, is all, Abner. I want her to feel at home. New teacher coming in here without a friend in the world.
I wish you'd move next to me if you're that kind of a neighbor, I'll say that. Elizabeth would love a bottle of perfume. Luke Spears.
1,000 or 100 times. I'm just doing this in the best interest of Pine Ridge education.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
Well, I've got to be going. I never meant to get in no argument here. Papa wants me to help him in the blacksmith shop today.
Yeah, wait a minute, Cedric. I'll go along with you.
No, you're staying here, Abner.
Huh?
Much obliged for helping me out, Cedric. I'll see you later.
Yes, Mom. Wonderful world.
Wonderful world, Cedric. Now, Lom, I'm going too. You don't need me around here.
Yes, I do. You're the one that's going to suggest me and her having this supper tonight at Luke's.
Me?
Yeah, when you hear me say that I think we ought to continue our discussion of education sometime soon, then you step in and suggest about the supper.
For the land's sake. Now, why don't you do that, Long? You're the one that's going to eat supper with her, not me.
Well, it's better this way. It won't look like I'm being too forward.
It won't, huh?
No. And another thing, once in a while you can whistle something like,
whistle?
Yeah, just little tunes like the Wedding March or Love's Old Sweet Song, just to put romantics in the air.
Hi, doggy, this is going too far. Now, that's one thing I ain't going to do,
yes,
stand up there whistle.
Yes,
I ain't done it. No, sir, I won't do it.
You better whistle, Abner. I'm going to whop you right on top of the head.
Well, just start whopping, because I ain't going to whistle no love songs, I'll tell you that. Get you a canary if you want some whistling, Dad.
See this eraser in my hand?
Now, Long, put that down there. Don't you throw that thing at me. Now, you put that down. That's one of them wood backwards. Pick up a soft one if you're going to throw something.
I'll take a piece of chalk and write a sign right on your back.
Now, Long, all right, I'll whistle.
See if you can see her coming yet. That's better.
Well, all right. Wanted to stand around here whistling love songs. That beats anything I've ever seen in my life.
Can you see her yet?
No, can't. some old codger wearing spectacles coming up the schoolhouse, old.
Oh, for goodness sakes, now, who can that be?
I don't know. I never seen him before. Maybe some feller that wants to get the janitor's job for this year.
Yeah, more than likely. Well, I'll get shut of him before he knows he's here, even.
Yeah, mind out, mind out. He's coming up the door there now.
Well, how do you do, sir?
How do you do? How do you do? I'm looking for, Mr. Edgar, I believe, the school board president.
Well, that's me, but the name's Edgar.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Edgar's. I'm sorry.
I'm Abner Peabody.
Hey, Chef Abner. What was you wanted, mister?
Wanted? Why, you sent for me, I believe.
Sent for you? I never sent for you.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, now, that's strange. Awfully strange. I'm sure I received a note from you, something about dropping over here to have a chat on education with you.
Yeah,
but there's evidently been a mistake. Things do get jumbled up. No matter, no matter. I just want to look the school over, get used to my new surroundings, you know.
Your new surroundings? What do you mean by that?
Why, I mean, as the new teacher, I...
New teacher? Well, wait a minute. Her name's Marion.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right. Only I'm not a her. Marion Orville Sloan.
Oh, my goodness.
Is this where I start whistling, Long?
Well, it looks as though the new schoolteacher's job is liable to prove a headache to school board president L. Edwards. And say, speaking of headaches, always keep a package of modern effervescent Alka-Seltzer tablets handy, both at work and at home. And then if a headache comes along, you're prepared to help yourself to fast relief, for Alka-Seltzer really does offer fast relief for headaches, thanks to the unusual combination of scientifically tested ingredients which it contains. In fact, it offers a kind of relief you hope for, but really don't try it. And, oh yes, I almost forgot. If you don't have Alka-Seltzer handy the next time a headache troubles you, get a 30 or 60 cent size package from your nearest druggist. Or, if you prefer, your druggist can serve you a glass of Alka-Seltzer at his soda fountain.